The apartment block to which the brother and sister were relocating was a square four-story structure situated on a narrow tree-lined street in an older section of Calgary. If you could call any part of the city old, the Prairie City had boomed to such a degree in recent years that it was a miracle they'd found an apartment at all. Lester inched the vehicle back a few more millimeters, then pressed his foot against the brake. He put the truck in park while simultaneously engaging the emergency brake. He slammed out of the vehicle, keys in hand, leaving the tiny reverberations of the door to echo in his sister's ears. "Come on, we haven't got all day." With a sigh, she followed suit. Lester blocked up the U-Haul's tires and unlocked the safety latch on the back doors. With a creak, he swung the doors wide, revealing the contents within. Placing his hands on hips, he surveyed the stacks of boxes and furniture. He took off his ball cap and wiped his brow with the back of his checkered sleeve. His closely cropped brown hair was stuck to his head in a flattened ring where the ball cap had been, curling up at odd angles everywhere else. A day's growth of stubble darkened his jawline until it merged with well-defined sideburns. Patsy sidled up to her brother and groaned, "This is going to take forever." "No complaining. The longer we stand around, the longer it'll take." Patsy let out another dramatic sigh, but extended her arms to receive the first box. Lester piled two more on top before nodding his head for her to get a move on. He watched her for a few seconds as she strode to the building's entrance. Her blonde braid swung in time to her steps, mimicking the sway of her hips in the too short jean shorts she insisted on wearing that day. She'd grown up right before his eyes, taking on a womanly shape that had him worried. His role as her guardian was sure to get more complicated once she started college. She was a good kid, contentious as any teenage girl, but a hard worker. Both he and his sister were used to manual labor. Despite her petite figure and pretty face, she was tough as nails from doing chores and could hold her own. Lester hoisted his own set of boxes and followed his sister. Several trips later, they were both puffing from exertion. Lester had worked on the farm all his life and had the muscles to prove it, but so many trips up and down two flights of stairs was taking its toll. "I need to take a break," Patsy bent over, hands on her thighs as she tried to catch her breath. "Any water in the truck?" Tendrils of hair were coming loose, framing her face with heat-induced curls. The siblings had the same naturally curly hair, but Patsy's was a shade lighter than his. Dirty blonde, she called it, while Lester's was a light brown. He, of course, kept his cropped short. But Patsy insisted on keeping hers long and tried to straighten it each day. It was a chore that made no sense to him, but girls would be girls. "I think there's some in the cab." Lester strode to the driver's side of the truck and opened the door with a jerk. He rummaged around behind the seat until he came up with two bottles of water. He tossed one to Patsy on his way around the vehicle, and she caught it with the quickness of an infielder. "It's warm," she protested. "Beggars can't be choosers." Lester downed the whole thing, then wiped his mouth with the back of his hand before crushing the bottle in his fist and tossing it into the box of his truck among the other contents. "Okay, let's get this trunk out of here next." Lester jumped into the half-empty U-Haul trailer and tugged a large trunk toward the doors. "It's too heavy for me." Patsy recapped her water and set it on the bumper of the trailer. She stood up and stretched. Lester shot her a frown. "Come on, princess. It's not going to move itself, and I don't see anybody else around, do you?" Patsy sighed heavily and moved to take her place at the other end of the trunk. Lester took a hold of one of the corners and lifted. trying to shimmy the heavy burden so that Patsy could better grasp it by the handles. Suddenly, the trunk slipped, jamming his finger between it and the open doorway of the trailer. With a yelp, he snatched his finger away and squeezed it with his other hand. A few choice words escaped. "I told you it was too heavy." Patsy cocked her head to one side in an I-told-you-so manner and raised her brows. "Need a hand?" Lester looked up sharply. A man was standing on his third-floor balcony overlooking the operation. He was tall and broad and was wearing a worn T-shirt and a dirty ball cap similar to the one Lester had on.
"Yeah, that would be great," Lester called back. "Be right down."
The man waved and disappeared through his sliding glass doors. "My lucky day," Patsy beamed up at her brother. "Your new friend can take over from here."
"There's